What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're live in Bowie, Chesapeake Bay Sox, Prince George's Stadium. Weather permitting, they'll be taking on the Erie Seawolves tonight. Now, the Orioles were very active at the trade deadline, and joining us now here with us is Jerron Watts Brown. The Orioles acquired him in the Sir Anthony Domingo's trade. And, Jerron, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with, go back to that day, your reaction to getting dealt.
It was kind of just, it was honestly kind of surreal. I didn't really know what to think. First thing I did was call my mom. She didn't believe me. She thought I was lying. But I had kind of told her like this would could be a possibility with the way that the Blue Jays were playing and everything. And it took me probably about 2 days for it to really set in. But now it's all normal, and now I'm an Oriole.
Well, at the major league level, this transaction was odd because like the Orioles were playing the Blue Jays, and Dominguez went from the Orioles clubhouse to Toronto's clubhouse and then pitched against the Orioles that night. But you were with New Hampshire, and they were playing the Bay Sox, so it was kind of similar for you.
Yeah. I feel like that was the weirdest part, was the fact that I showed up here as a Fisher Cat, and then that same Tuesday I was a Bay Sox. So I don't know. I think that part was probably why it took a little bit to set in, because my guys were still on the other side.
So you like literally check out of one hotel and check into the other, or did you stay at the same hotel? Like what the heck happened?
Did they have jerseys and things ready for you?
Yeah, so Tuesday they had my locker name tag and everything. And during the game is when I went and got my stuff at the hotel. They moved me to a different hotel. I missed the Tuesday game, but I was there for the Wednesday game, and
Well, it's only been a couple weeks since the trade deadline, but what has it been like getting acclimated into this Orioles organization?
You know, I feel like whenever somebody ends up in a new org, or like when I got drafted, you know, you can't really be this type of person that you were after you've been there for a couple years. You know, you got to kind of feel people out, stuff like that. But I feel like it's been a pretty smooth transition. I feel like actually being in pro ball for a couple of years makes it a little bit easier as opposed to maybe I just got drafted. So it's been solid. I think the guys are good. The coaches are good. They had a good plan. They welcomed me with open arms. So
it was... By the way, as an aside, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Domingo's pitching the second game of the doubleheader, and the 8 was upside down on his jersey. They had the rush. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They had rush. I'm getting him out there.
Yeah.
The 8 was upside down. We're talking to Jerron Watts Brown with the Chesapeake Bay Sox Inside Access here on the Fans. Well, for fans who don't know, let them know a little about you. Like, who do you pattern your game after? Mm-hmm. What should the fans know about you?
I would say you need to know that I'm a competitor. I feel like I have a good presence on the mound. And I'm going to just go after guys. I like to strike everybody out. I might get a little frustrated on the mound if I miss a pitch and stuff like that. But I feel like I have a lot of heart in the mound. I'm going to work hard and be somebody that you guys can rely on someday.
Well, obviously at the deadline, anybody could be dealt. But you mentioned like you kind of – did you have some sort of sense that like was your agent or was somebody kind of letting you know that, hey – I'm hearing your name keeps popping up in trade talks. Or?
No, agent didn't really say much because I mean he's not in the loop.
Yeah.
But you can see stuff on Twitter, and those are people who also aren't involved. But that's just the chances of if you're on a team that's making a playoff push, a guy like a prospect is going to get traded. So there was a lot of. Thoughts of that I probably could. There was like Cal did too, and then Kendry, the guys that we kind of thought were going to go ended up going. So
what's that like? How much do you pay attention to Twitter? Like when you're looking at that and you're seeing your name potentially being like, how do you keep cut out the noise, I guess?
I feel like it doesn't really matter until it actually happens. Like it's just words and on an app. So I feel like it was cool, you know, I could be traded. But it was just, I'm a Blue Jay until I'm not.
Right.
So that's really what it was.
I wanted to go back to your repertoire, and your slider has been a really plus pitch for you. Just how much confidence do you have going to that in big spots?
A lot. I feel like if I need a swing and a miss, or I need a strike or something in a big situation, that's probably what I'm going to go to. I feel like this year I've started to trust my fastball a lot more. So I'm hoping that can be my pitch, so then my off-speed can play a little bit better in the big leagues.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
How much contact do you have with people like Mike Elias when a transaction like this happens, or once you get settled here a little bit? And then just obviously they saw some things in you that they like, but there's probably other things they want to fine-tune. Mm-hmm. But they also want to let you get settled as a human being and figure all that out. So I guess how much do you hear from the higher-ups, and do they already start to give you a sense of how they want to start to massage things with you, or do they let that play out a little bit and deal with that in the spring?
I haven't talked to Elias. I talked to Forrest, our pitching coordinator, and we kind of got on the same page of what was going to make me a big leaguer and what I needed to kind of work on in order to be a big league starter someday. So we laid the groundwork of that. They didn't want to change too much the first couple weeks, but we figured out that just using my fastball in better locations late in counts, and then developing my changeup, because it's just a pitch that will allow me to go deeper in games, especially with lefties, throwing it right on right instead of it being so much slider to righties. Mm. So just simple things right now. I think as time goes on and as this offseason goes, they'll probably give me some more things to work on. But it's the simple things of just being in the zone more with the heater and getting ahead of guys, stuff like that.
What are some of your personal goals over this next month or so till the end of the year?
I would say to continue to be good in zone. Probably get more punch outs with my heater at the top of the zone, and then get that changeup to consistent shape so that I can use it, you know, especially coming into spring training next year. I want to be able to have that pitch in my back pocket as opposed to it being a distant fourth.
The Orioles obviously acquired a bunch of guys from the Padres, and they kind of know each other. But do you have ties to anybody in this org, anybody you overlapped with through amateur ball or anywhere along the way who you kind of know here a little bit?
I played with Levi Wells in the Cape, my sophomore summer. Tavian, I met him at the Combine. Obviously, kind of knew Enrique. I don't think there's anybody else in the org. I think that might have been it. I know Tyson, though, I played against him, but everybody else are new people.
Do you have sort of a mental timetable? Like, when do you want to be in AAA? When would you like to be, like, as your progression goes, when do you see it?
I mean, shoot, I want to be in AAA right now. But no, I think that it's out of my hands. I just got to continue to do what I do, and it'll happen when it's supposed to. I think that's kind of what my development has been up to this point. I got moved up to AA pretty early this year, and I think I was ready for it, and I think I've been pretty good in AA. So whenever they think I'm ready for it, that's when it'll happen.
Obviously, there's two divisions in this league, and they don't overlap a ton. But the fact that you were already familiar with the Eastern League, knew some of these ballparks, are familiar with some of the lineups, even if you don't see them all the time, does that make it a little easier when so much else has already changed for you?
Yes, because I feel like if I got traded to the Texas League, it would have just been completely different. I actually take down notes on hitters that like we face, kind of how I'll pitch to them, what their weaknesses are and stuff like that. So I would have had to scrap the whole notebook and start all over again. But some of the teams that we're going to play, like Altoona and Redding, like I faced those guys. So those are teams that, all right, I know how to kind of face them, don't need to really get too much information from you guys, can kind of just do what I need to do.
You mentioned earlier that some of your other teammates on New Hampshire got traded by Toronto at the deadline. Have you kept in contact with them? Like, touch base?
Yeah, I talked to Cal a little bit. And then Kendry, I mean, it was kind of crazy. We're all kind of just going through our own thing.
Sure.
I know a couple other guys got traded, like Rock Riggio from the Yankees got traded to the Rockies. So it was kind of a whirlwind for all of us. And but I feel like we've all handled it pretty well, you know, so.
Jerron Watts Brown, hey, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Hope your things are settling in comfortably for you here. Continued success, and we hope to see you in Camden Yards in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. Hey, we'll be talking to Brandon Butterworth coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as the Orioles acquired him from the Padres at the trade deadline. It's Inside Access. We're live here in Bowie. Chesapeake Bay Sox taking on the Erie Seawolves this evening. We'll come back. Orioles in a rain delay, but we'll update you what's going on in that baseball game. Orioles leading the Mariners. We'll let you know how next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.